There's a new neo-soul-slash-jazz-funk collective in town. Western Australian band Demon Days is touring Australia at the moment to promote their new single, Killer Bees. They're playing a free gig at the Exeter this weekend, and vocalist Bella Nichols joins us on the phone to tell us more. Good morning, Bella.
Good morning.
So tell us a bit about the new single.
So the new single, Killer Bees, was written in about 2 days. Kind of started as an idea from our drummer, where he just had a kind of wacko drum idea that he wanted with like two sections that was really prominent. And I write all the lyrics. And so at the time I'm kind of was feeling a bit anxious about transitioning from kind of childhood to adulthood. And it's kind of about, you know, dealing with the kind of the pressures of having to kind of change to be an adult, but not really knowing how to because I've never been taught to. And then it's called Killer Bees because, I mean, I'm very scared of bees and I get stung a lot. So I just kind of felt fitting.
You've slingshotted from one side of the country to the other to begin this major tour from your hometown of Perth to the stage in Melbourne. Is it a huge transition for you guys?
I think it's really exciting for us. We're very nervous just because we've never really played anywhere but Perth. But in that, it's kind of, we're really excited to not play Perth venues because we've been playing them solidly for a year. And we do have a lot of friends that live here, so it kind of feels like playing in Perth. It's a big thing in Perth that moved to Melbourne. So it kind of feels like home.
So what normally inspires some of the singles you guys write?
I think we draw a lot of inspiration from the music we listen to and a lot of the experiences that we have during life. So our keyboardist writes all the kind of chord progressions, and he's the biggest music nerd. Like, he'll make beats every day. We were on the plane to Melbourne this morning, and he was like, "I'm going to make a quick mixtape." So he's a big part in kind of the Demon Days sound. And our bass player studies music at Whopper. So, you know, he's living and breathing it every day. And I'm trying to write lyrics as much as I can, just drawing inspiration from life, I guess.
If you're making music on the plane, did you get in any trouble for being disruptive?
No, he's got headphones on. It was all good.
So how have your feelings been so far just about this tour of Australia?
I love it. I think it's excellent. We could never really ask for an opportunity this great so early on in our career. So I think we're just taking everything as it comes and trying to be really positive with everything.
I'm speaking with Bella Nichols from, quote, neo-soul/jazz-funk/not-really-sure band Demon Days. That's a quote from your Facebook page, so... I just have to ask, are you unsure of the sounds, or is it that you as a band feel that your style encompasses more than just those two genres?
I think it's really hard to kind of define anyone's musical expertise into a genre. I think for us, you know, there's a certain sound we want to be, but I don't think we're quite as ready to be in that kind of category box. Yeah, so we're kind of, you know, we're in the middle of a lot of genres. I wouldn't say we're particularly one. So it's also kind of saying not sure. I think people can decide for themselves because we don't really know.
Did you and the rest of the band come together for, like, based on a shared music style or experience?
Yeah, pretty much. We kind of all listen to the similar sounds all under the kind of umbrella of neo-soul and, like, hip-hop, R&B kind of stuff.
How long have you been playing together?
About a year. So we're pretty fresh.
Was it tricky to settle on a name for the group?
Oh, not at all. I was kind of decided the day we formed. And it was just me. I was like, let's just be called Demon Days because that's my Instagram account and I really like the Gorillaz.
So you were sort of authoritarian on the name of the band, but with the singles, it's still more of a collaborative work.
Yeah, 100%.
So you're heading to the Exeter this Saturday in Adelaide. Are you excited to be coming to Adelaide?
Yeah, I've never been before. I'm very excited.
And it's a free gig for the tour, I understand.
Yes.
It's interesting.
If we had tickets, no one'd come.
It's very fascinating. Thank you so much for talking to us about the tour and the new single, Bella.
Thank you so much for having me.